press conference of Novak Djokovic. We'll start with questions in English. We'll start with Christian. Go ahead.
Hello, Novak. Congratulations for the victory. I wanted to ask you something outside of this tournament. In the near future, do you plan to play a tournament in South America or an exhibition for your South American fans, considering that you have only played in Brazil at the Olympics 5 years ago? Thank you.
Thank you for asking me that. I would love to play in South America, whether it's a tournament or exhibition. And I had a phenomenal time there when I was in Brazil and also Argentina and Chile. I played some exhibition tournaments and also, of course, Olympic Games. But I did not play, I think, any official tournament there. So most of the tournaments I played on clay. Actually, I did play. It's not South America, but I did play in Mexico. But anyway, I would love to come because I know that there's a lot of tennis fans in South America. I love the energy there. I love the people, their passion for life, the energy that they give to tennis players, to athletes is phenomenal. So if this question is also an invitation, then the answer is yes. But let's see where and when. Soon, hopefully.
Reem?
Hi, Novak. Congrats on tonight and the whole week. I have a couple of questions. I hope we have time. The first one is, we've seen very strong statements from WTA CEO Steve Simon about the Peng Shuai situation, where he said the WTA is willing to pull out of China completely if the situation is not resolved. I'm curious, in your opinion, do you think the ATP should operate in China next year if the situation is not resolved?
Just before the match today, I heard, I'm not sure if this was the statement from her PR team, but there was some kind of statement about her that they, I don't know whether she was found or not. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I heard. Someone told me that there was some kind of statement that went out there that she was kept. I don't know if it was a prison or just she was contained, and I don't know that she didn't have really communication with anybody. So I hope this is true. I mean, at least I hope that she's found, that she's healthy, that she's everything is fine. If this is the case, then okay, at least the worst is avoided. I support the statement of WTA as an organization and also their president. Absolutely. I think, this can obviously happen to anybody. I mean, this is not common thing. Obviously, we don't hear about it. I don't know if it ever has happened, but, you know, life is like that, you know, and anybody can get lost and, I don't know, something can happen to you and the whole community, tennis community, needs to back her up and her family and make sure that she's safe and sound. Because if you would have tournaments on the Chinese soil without resolving this situation, it would be a little bit strange. So I do understand why WTA has taken a stance like that.
Recently, on a very different note, Pete Sampras said that you're the greatest of all time in his book in a recent interview. And I'm wondering, especially that it's Pete, what does it mean to hear that? I know you don't want to reflect on everything you've done and you've said that it's too early for you to say that, but just Pete's statements, what do they mean to you?
No, I mean, okay, this means a world to me, especially because it's coming from someone that I was a role model, you know. I said this many times before, but he was the one when he played his first Wimbledon final. It was 91 or 92. That was the first image of tennis. So he was the one motivated me to one day dream to become a champion like him and hold the Wimbledon trophy and become number one. So he's one of the best players of all time in our sport. And something that like that to come out of his mouth is obviously extremely satisfying for me to hear, and I'm very grateful to him. So thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Novak.
Last two questions in English. The first one with Rob.
Hi, Novak. To follow up on Reem's question, the PTPA have put a Twitter statement out in the last day or so saying we must unite and be willing to take any action against collaborated evidence is provided to the world about Peng's well-being, unless collaborated evidence is provided. I just wondered, what does action represent in your opinion? What does that actually mean from the players?
We don't know what it means fully because this is such a recent situation that occurred and we don't know enough. But the actual meaning behind that statement and the message from PTPA is that, you know, we must stand together because, you know, whether it's a male or female player, whether it's one player or more players are experiencing something like this, you know, it's necessary and it's kind of logical that we stand behind our peers and trying to give support in one way or another, whatever that means. To unite means to come together and to figure out what kind of actions we can take, not just players, but players with ATP, WTA, and all the governing bodies of our sport. And I'm really glad that there was an initiated reaction from both ATP and WTA chairmen. And it's important because this is horrifying. I mean, a person is missing. I mean, I don't know what I said just previously, if it's true or not, that she's found. And I mean, I really hope so, because I mean, she was number one in the world recently in doubles, and you know, one of the most well-known Chinese tennis players. And China is a huge country. It's a very important part of the world, for especially for WTA. They have many tournaments there. I mean, this is necessary for us to take whatever actions. And I heard that just now from Reem that WTA is willing to pull out from China. I mean, with all the tournaments, unless this is resolved, I support it 100%.
Just to clarify, Novak, that was a Chinese state media tweet that was put out a couple of hours ago claiming to be her safe, but we are unable to verify that. So just to give
you... Okay, thank you for giving me... I'm sorry, I did not know what the source was, so I'm not really sure. I'm not, you know, I didn't validate the source or what it was, but I just heard. So, I hope that for... You know, for the sake of tennis and Chinese tennis and Peng Shuai to find her very soon, because this is terrible. I mean, this could happen to anybody in any part of the world. And imagine what people would feel if maybe there is someone else coming from, you know, I don't know, someone that is maybe even more known, you know, in tennis or more popular athlete. It doesn't really matter, you know, who it is. We just have to unite and stand together and show that there is no ignorance to this, and that it's not like it's just, something that concerns China. It concerns the tennis world, because she has been an international tennis athlete for many years, and she deserves at least our support and in this whole case.
Last question in English with Sam.
Hi, Novak. Sam from the ATP here. On a different matter, back to yourself and on court, you're playing Sasha in the semi-finals tomorrow. You've played him a lot this year. What are your thoughts on that? And then secondly, with that, if you can win the title here this weekend, you'll tie Roger's record with 6 titles. How much is that in your thinking as well, or is it something you've sort of put to the back of your mind?
Well, there is always a motivation for history, no doubt about it. But with my thoughts, I'm just focusing on tomorrow's match, because it's going to be big challenge. You know, Sasha, one of the best servers in the game. He's been playing really good tennis, had arguably maybe even the best season of his career, winning gold medal in Olympic Games, and just played on a very high level throughout the entire year. Indoors, definitely top 2-3 players that we have, because with the big serve and good movement, he's equally well, he's equally good at playing in defense and offense. So I know that it's going to be a battle, both physical, mental, but, you know, I'm ready for it. I didn't spend too much time today on the court. And we all want to finish the year in the best possible way. So let's see what happens.
Thank you. Questions in Serbian. We start with Sasha.
Nole, u posljednje vreme smo često govorili o tome kako ti si mentor i daješ savete. Interesuje me u posljednje vreme, od koga si, ko su bili ti ljudi koji su tebi ponudili najdragocenije savete u momentima kada ti je možda bilo najteže?
Pa osim naravno najbližih ljudi u mom životu, naravno moje familije i mog tima, mojih prijatelja koji me najbolje i poznaju i onda nekako od njih savjet uvek dođe pravomerno i baš onaka kakav mi treba. Što se tiče sportskih ličnosti, Vanja Grbić je neko koga ja izuzetno cenim i poštujem, s kim imam jako lep odnos, i on je izuzetno pametan čovek i iskusan i veoma uspešan sportista, veliki šampion, legenda srpskog sporta. I on je u nekoliko navrata kada smo pričali mi govorio i delio sa mnom neke mudrosti životne i sportske, i on je poznat od uvek bio kao neko koji ima izuzetnu koncentraciju i neustrašivost na terenu i borbenost, predanost. Tako da, eto, njega bi izdvojio. Pored njega, Kobe Bryant, s kojim sam bio blizak, nažalost, dok je bio živ, Monika Seleš, Andre Agassi, Pete Sampras, Boris Becker, naravno, Agassi i Becker su mi bili treneri, sa njima sam često razgovarao, Tom Brady, sa njim isto često pričam, o poravku, o treningu. Tako da ja trudim se da koristim svaku priliku sa stvarno svim sportistima da podelim nešto što je meni pomoglo ili odmoglo, i nekako da iskoristim priliku možda jedinstvenu da podelimo neka iskustva i da postavim neka pitanja. Pogotovo sportistima koji su dostigli vrhunac u svom sportu. A takvih, hvala Bogu, i u Srbiji ima mnogo.
Vuk.
Thank you. Nole, sve čestitke na ulasku u polufinale. Volio bih da ti postavim dva pitanja, ako mogu. Jedno je, evidentno je da mali od Srbije, da mu prija velika scena prijateljske Italije, prijateljskog Torina, da svoje važne stavove prenese međunarodnoj javnosti, s obzirom na, naravno, značaj i moć tih stavova. Da li ima nekih lepih vesti iz Australije koje bi mogli da nas obraduju? I drugo pitanje, večera si igra prvi put sa momkom koji je ušao kao druga alternativa, a dobro znamo kako voliš da pratiš i da podržavaš igrače koji nadolaze. Šta je to što ti daje znak kod takvog jednog igrača da će on biti veliki? Da li je to nešto u njegovim očima? Da li je to neki stav, neki gest, nešto što podseća na tebe ili na neke druge igrače na koje si se ugledao? Hvala.
Hvala tebi. Pa evo, počet ću od drugog pitanja. Naravno da nekako prepoznaš sebe u nekome, prosto neke karakteristike koje si ti imao kad si bio mlađi. To samopouzdanje, samouverenost, neustrašivost, želja velika za pobedom, predanost sportu, strast za život, za sport i tako dalje. To recimo vidim u tom Alcarazu, malom, i u Sineru. Oni stvarno imaju to, i to se videlo i u Saši Zverevu isto kad je bio mlađi. Mislim, on je dalje jako mlad, ali ajde, još mlađi kad je bio, kad se probio. Tako da, ne znam, ja sam takav, temperamentan sam i emotivan, i onda volim kada neko pokaže emocije, ali s druge strane kad zna i da ih kontroliše, kad zna kako da ostane sabran u nekim trenucima kad je to bitno. Ali to se isto i vremenom nekako stiče i uči. Što više mečeva imaš na velikoj sceni, to si to ti je, to si ugodniji da ovaj se postaviš svaki sledeći meč onako kako želiš. Ali što se tiče prvog pitanja, za sada nema nekih velikih promjena iz Australije. Evo, mislim, mi pokušavamo da razumemo kada će izaći zvanično saopštenje ili od ATP ili od Australije. Ovaj, stvarno, evo, mislim, sad smo skoro u decembru, ljudi moraju da putuju uskoro, mislim, manje mjesec dana, tako da ne znam stvarno ovaj, kada su planirali da nešto izbace, da vidimo. Mislim, ja sam preko mojih ljudi iz tima i menadžera čujem neke nezvanične informacije i tako dalje. Ovaj, još ništa nema zvanično, tako da eto, to je sve što mogu da kažem sad.
Last question with Zoran.
Nole, čestitke na još jednoj pobedi. Pa, ovih dana si pričao o tom odnosu između PTP-a i ATP. Vidim, Gaudenci je bio prisutan i na meču večeras. Da li ti je neko iz ATP-a, iz rukovodstva ATP-a ovih dana prilazio uopšte da pričate o nekim temama ili neko možda iz ATP saveta igrača od kolega? I da mi kažeš nešto, pošto mi se čini da sad kada Rafa i Federer više, da kažemo, nisu tu već neko vreme, kao da se izdvaja ta neka nova trojka koju ti predvodiš sa Zverevim i Medvedevim, pa očigledno je da ćete vi ovog vikenda odlučivati o ovoj tituli. Kako vidiš ti tu ovako novu trojku koja se tu oformila i šta je potrebno recimo ovog vikenda da bude specijalno da se izađe kao pobednik na ovom turniru? Hvala.
Pa ja imam izuzetno korektan odnos sa Gaudencijem, ovaj, njega poznajem već dugi niz godina jer on živi u Monte Carlo, je živeo po Londonu pa se sad opet vratio, tako da tamo sam viđao s njim i igrao tenis s njegovom decom i tako, mislim, ovaj, prosto imamo, uvek smo imali lep odnos koji se i zadržao, ali ovaj, vrlo smo iskreni jedan prema drugom i jesmo ono pričali, ovaj, ali posljednji put, evo sad smo razmenili neke e-mailove skoro pre nekoliko dana u vezi sa Australijom, prosto sam hteo da čujem kakvi su njihovi stavovi, ukoliko se neke stvari ne promene ili kako sve to izgleda. Ali uglavnom moja komunikacija ovaj, se vrši sa ljudima koji su, dakle, naši kolege teniseri koji su u savetu igrača. Tako da ovaj, kontaktu sam sa nekolicinom igrača iz saveta igrača i ovaj, trudim se da poštujem tu neku hijerarhiju i tu neku strukturu, znam kako je kada sam i sam bio u toj strukturi, ovaj, i sam sam želeo da igrači priđu da me pitaju i kad im trebaju informacije, ali žalost igrači u tom savetu nemaju puno izvršne moći, zapravo skoro i nikakve, tako da ovaj, na upravnom odboru imate tri predstavnika turnira i tri predstavnika igrača, ovaj, tako da mislim po nekoj logici stvari bi trebalo bude da predstavnici igrača budu ti koji će slušati savjet igrača šta im kaže, ali nije uvijek to slučaj bio, nažalost. Ovaj, tako da ne znam šta bih vam rekao, dosta toga sam rekao o ATP-u i o toj strukturi, koliko god ja poštujem, ja stvarno poštujem ATP, mislim, ja sam deo toga i ja živim od, kako bih rekao, ovaj, od tenisa i turnira koje se igraju na ATP-u, pored naravno Grand Slamova, i trudim se da doprinesem i na neki svoj način isto o poboljšanju same organizacije turnira i kvaliteta našeg tura. Ovaj, svestan sam i te svoje uloge u tom kontekstu, ali s druge strane opet nije tajna da taj sistem jednostavno ne funkcioniše, barem za igrače, mislim, onako kako bi trebao. I to sam rekao stvarno mali milion puta i ponavljaću. Znam da je svima možda dosadilo, znam da sam mnogima stao na prst, ali prosto neophodno je da se priča o tome, jer igrači koji su van 150 na svetu, oni se ne čuju uopšte, mislim, kako da kažem, a oni su ti koji čine osnovu, temelj našeg sporta, i ovaj, o njima mora da se razgovara više, mora da se vidi kako ćemo da produbimo količinu igrača koji će da zarađuje, da živi od ovog sporta. Nema puno, mislim, stvarno, muški i ženski tenis ukupno ima 350 igrača, 400 igrača koji žive od ovog sporta. Mislim, stvarno, u singlu i možda u dublu još, ajde kažemo, po 50-100 igrača, igračice ukupno. Tako da, to je jako slabo. Mislim, za treći najpopularniji sport na svetu, najgledaniji sport na svetu, mislim, posle košarke i fudbala, stvarno, Ovaj, moramo mnogo bolje, mnogo, mnogo bolje. Ovaj, stvarno, mnogo je taj konzervativni pristup i struktura koja se napravila pre ne znam koliko decenija unazad, malo se toga menjalo i ustavno i kako da kažem, i mora nekako da se udruže snage da vidimo kako možemo da imamo više, kako bih rekao, beneficija od današnjeg sportskog društva, a da te same beneficije utiču na zaradu većeg broja tenisera i teniserki. Za sada nisu neke mnogo velike promjene napravljene. Tu je ITF, i ATP, i WTA, mislim, to toliko organizacija ima, to je toliko komplikovano. Ja se uvek vraćam na istu stvar. ATP je organizacija gde imate 50%, da kažemo, organizacije koja zastupa igrače, 50% su turniri. U velikoj većini slučajeva, iz mog ličnog iskustva kad sam bio u sajtu igrača, tu je konflikt interesa. I zato ne možemo često da se nađemo, ne mogu stvari da se izglasaju na upravnom odboru i sve to ide teško zato što igrači imaju jednu viziju, turniri imaju drugu. I uvek nekako i predsednici tu su u nezavidnoj položaju, moraju sede nekako na dve stolice, zadovoljavaju, uvek će neka strana bude nezadovoljna, a igrači su ti koji nemaju niti vremena, niti prioritet da se posvete politici u tenisu, već samom tenisu, to je naš primarni posao i to radimo na redovnoj bazi, a oni sa turnirima rade to, mislim. I onda oni imaju više mnogo vremena i energije da se posvete i znanja prosto. Tako da tu ima dosta stvari, mislim, sada ne otvaram Pandorinu kutiju, ali činjenica je da mi moramo da pričamo više o tome i u javnosti, jer prosto ja nemam problem o tome da pričam, nikad nisam ni imao, kažem, zato jesam trn u oku mnogima, ali prosto mora, jer drugačije o ovim igračima na prvom nivou profesionalnog tenisa se nikad neće ni razgovarati na način na koji treba. Hvala puno.
Thank you.